Section 5, where Agile plugs into prints in two slides.
Section 5, Lesson 50.
Earlier, we explored the simple backlog and sprint model of Scrum in a business as usual setting. Also, we explored the standard prints framework that runs start, initiate, deliver and close. Now we're going to fit the backlog and sprint idea into the prints framework and then expand the detail of the simple Scrum approach to a more mature one, inclusive of release plans and product roadmaps. Or if your existing knowledge includes program management, then the term blueprint is a suitable synonym for roadmap. Let's go have a look.
Section 5, Lesson 51.
The P2A manual gives us a schematic view of the whole of prints in Figure 16.2. It shows us that the controlling a stage and managing product delivery processes are a neat boundary where we can insert the mechanics of releases and flow-based or sprint-based product development. Crucial to repeat is that we are not just inserting a development lifecycle into MP, we are infusing all of prints with agile thinking. This illustration and 16.3 show the mechanics of the insertion and the Appendix A management products related to the interfaces between direct, manage and deliver across the three levels of Prints2's governance. Starting up a project creates the project brief A19 to say how Agile will be used on this project. Use is most obviously the interface between controlling a stage and managing product delivery via work packages A26 with product descriptions A17, but these may be called sprint backlog and user stories with a definition of done. The interface is also team plans A16, checkpoint reports A3, and the quality register A23, and the configuration item records A5. When we insert frameworks, click, we can use any and all of the ones from Table 2.1 or any others. Projects with multiple work streams will likely use more than one product development cycle concurrently. Click. The result of inserting agile product development frameworks behind the links from controlling a stage to managing product delivery is not prescriptive of the way work is organized to deliver the results to the business. It's not prescriptive of the development processes. It may be that a stage contains releases plural and the release contains sprints plural. Equally, a sprint could encompass releases plural. So this is illustrative of a way, not the way.
Section 5, Lesson 52.
This slide represents a bit of a turning point. From here all the way to the end of the course, we will now be definitive. Well, as definitive as it is possible to be. The top half of the diagram is the backlog and sprint structure we have already seen, but now we will plug into it a prints structure and add some details omitted earlier. Then below, we will do it again for an environment that is more mature in the manual's view, the details build. The pre-project and initiation stage develops vision, epics and user stories for at least the most obvious needs. Print activity names would be those like prepare the outline business case, 12.4.4, create the project plan, 14.4.6, and plan the next stage, 17.4.1. The Scrum name would be a sprint planning meeting, SPM. Before we finish this slide, we'll explore the sprint planning meeting and dissect it. Appendix H, the definitive guide to Scrum, suggests expected durations for events like the sprint planning meeting, but back to the structure for a few minutes. The result of the sprint planning meeting is items that met the definition of ready and are within the development team's estimated sprint capacity and support the sprint goal are selected as components of the sprint backlog. The team work away and each day hold their daily stand-up discussion of those three questions: what's done, what to do next, and where are the blockers? At the sprint end, the team and invited stakeholders hold a sprint review. Plain prints might be calling this deliver a work package or part of several of the activities of managing a stage boundary. The sprint review demonstrates the product versus its definition of done. The team also hold a sprint retrospective. Plain Prince definitely calls this activity within managing a stage boundary, such as reporting stage end, 1744. Now we know the journey from stage boundary to stage boundary, we can see it repeat across stages. Recall, we don't know if the release strategy is like Google's and eBay's, with multiple releases every day, or maybe only one release per stage or less.
Section 5, Lesson 53.
Let's now look at what P2A calls a mature environment. Now there is vision and a product roadmap probably also exists. Vision is defined in the pre-project activity and the backlog comes into existence with linkage to business value from the target shippable products. Note, shippable here is from the development team to the project's customers. So, for example, for Chesterton's, the vision is the future new premises, the website, brand identity and marketing capabilities, and not a packet of cheese in some final customer's shopping basket. Our pre-project and initiation stage activity sets out the project plan A16 and the release plan. We now have a release backlog from a definition of ready that suits business discussion about strategic direction, a release goal as opposed to just a sprint goal. If you're a PMP holder, you will know this via the non-Prince vocabulary of rolling wave planning or continuous elaboration. The sprint planning meeting creates a sprint backlog from the release backlog, then the sprint runs, the team meet in daily stand-ups, etc. Click. Indeed, the structure of the stage might cycle around multiple sprints until the release plan's backlog is exhausted. Each sprint ends with sprint reviews, retrospectives and planning meetings per sprint. Click. Then the print stage ends with a release or stage review and release or stage retrospective. Recall, the review looks at the product, the retrospective looks at the process. Click. A stage boundary not only looks backwards in retrospectives, but forwards to create new release backlogs. What we have not considered so far is that in a project context, we probably have multiple teams. Click. So sprints for different teams would be running in parallel. All the exam papers I've seen clearly show that sprints are running in parallel, and all my real-world experience is of multiple concurrent teams. Click. And so the process cycles or continues onwards.
Section 5, Lesson 54.
The sprint planning meeting actually has a precursor and has two internal parts. The first internal part is the what part. The agile product owner, or customer subject matter expert in P2A vocabulary, sifts through the stories that are ready and selects those that they would like delivered by the upcoming sprint. I will explain what we mean by ready before we move off this slide. Scrum's definition tells us the product owner selects, the team estimates, and together they negotiate what they think fits it within the sprint. Estimating is a complex topic. We will examine the agile techniques for estimating later. The second internal part, after the what part, is the how part. For the how part, the development team discuss and agree, for this story, what do we need to do to get the detailed requirements so we know its complete definition of done? Then what do we do to build it and verify it and ship it? The DOD, or definition of done, is the product or feature's acceptance criteria. In extreme programming and similar software worlds, we define the acceptance criteria in executable form before we create the software itself. If we are making a waterproof camera, we might now fill a bucket with water. The full set of questions the team answers to be clear on requirements and the definition of done depends on the product to be created, but must include at least: who do we interview? What models do we build or shippable product do we deliver? What are all the build and test activities? What information sources are inputs? What results are outputs? And are we clear on how to demonstrate that? There is a lot in here that an open-minded environment can learn from the PMBOK, Project Management Body of Knowledge, and traditional sources of quality insight. Or should I say traditional sources of insight into how to do quality? The prerequisite step to a sprint planning meeting is backlog refinement. This is an activity that brings backlog items to the state of ready. Product owners and their development team colleagues and the Scrum Master. Is this our first mention of the Scrum Master? We will explore this role's duties at some point soon. For now, we will say they are the expert in agile methods and the team's coach. So product owner and team apply a little time and effort throughout a sprint to bring epics to user story level and user stories to ready. Ready means we have a good understanding of the story and we have estimates for its value and for its development work or development effort. Like vision and roadmaps, release planning, release backlogs, release reviews and release retrospectives do not exist in the Scrum Guide. They are found in places like XP, Extreme Programming. As an aside, Beckham Fowler's Planning Extreme Programming is a really good book, definitely in my top 10, irrespective of your industry. Forget the fact that the title is Planning Extreme Programming. Don't be put off if you're from outside software. It isn't about programming, it's about project management. Anyway, coming back on track, I have a key point to reiterate from the descriptions that I've shared just now. This is all P2A, but I could also say this is all Prince 2. It's Prince interpreted for and applied to agile practices. It's a Prince skeleton with agile heart, mind and flesh on the Prince bones. With the addition of a little procedural guidance like Kanban and measurement tools like burn charts, we will be completely done. Well, hey, congratulate yourself. In one sense, we've done the 80%. The next 80% just adds detail, but it doesn't expand the length and breadth of what we have now completed. This is the end of Section 5's podcast on plugging Agile into the Prince structure. Next, Section 6 covers Prince principles and adds P2A, or Prince 2 Agile behaviours, to the Agile behaviours we have already seen.